Welcome to your five for the day. In January 2013, American and Peruvian government officials were enlisted to find a missing couple. Francine Fitzgerald had lost contact with her son Garrett Hand and his companion Jamie Neal, and she feared the worst. Even though the young couple said they would be out of touch for 4 months, as they biked together through South America, they continued to send out pictures and post updates of their adventures on social media. Everything was great. They'd reached Peru. But then communications with the couple abruptly ended. Relatives became alarmed and feared the worst. Finally, reports of sightings started coming in, and Peru's Minister of Tourism and Commerce announced that the couple had been spotted heading upstream in a small boat on a jungle river. But sightings and statements from politicians didn't bring much relief to Garrett Hand's mother, who said, "Until we have proof of life, we cannot celebrate these rumours and sightings." The Peruvian government responded to the mother's concerns and sent a hydroplane to the river and took video footage of the couple clearly having a good time. A thankful and delighted Francine Fitzgerald finally was able to speak to her son and said, "I can't wait to see Garrett and Jamie walking off the plane and into my arms." Lost and never found stories are tragic. Lost and found stories are filled with suspense but end with great relief and joy. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 15, Jesus talked about lostness. One lost sheep, a lost coin, and one lost son. Jesus told a story which to this day is one of the famous stories of the Bible. A son who had been treated so well by a father decided to pack his bags and leave for a far country. He demanded from his father the money he felt he was entitled. He turned his back on all that was good and headed for a life of pleasure and selfish living. He wasted his money on reckless living and soon started living a very low life in poverty and rags. There is reason to believe that all the while the prodigal son was far away, the father's heart was always longing to see his son return. God's heart is throbbing in love towards sinners who have turned their backs on him and have headed in the opposite direction. Each day he patiently and longingly waits for sinners who are lost to all his blessings and goodness and love. He cares deeply no matter what they've been up to and no matter how low they have sunk in sin. He is waiting for them to come home and feel the warmth of his embrace. The prodigal son finally came to his senses. He realized that all the pleasures that looked so promising were totally empty. He started to think of all that he was missing out on, being lost to his father. He decided to return, face the ugliness of his sin, and accept whatever low place his father would give him, if he would even accept him. The father was doing what he had done every day, looking and longing for his son to return. Over the horizon, one solitary figure emerged. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Immediately he convened a banquet and gave his son the best clothes to wear and announced, "Let us eat and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." And they began to celebrate. Jesus told that story to give us a glimpse into the loving heart of God towards sinners who stray and stay away from him. Francine Fitzgerald could not rest until she knew her son was alive. Her real joy would be realized when Garrett walked off the plane into her arms. The father saw the son a long way off, and yes, he was walking in the right direction. The father ran and embraced him with a kiss. When sinners repent of their sin and in brokenness walk in the right direction by approaching God for mercy and salvation. God, through Christ, embraces the sinner with love and welcomes each one into his family, into the circle of his favour and eternal riches. In Luke 15, we're told there's joy in heaven when individual sinners who once were lost are found.